Unit 2. Manners. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. You are going to hear a talk on American dining etiquette. Before listening, work in pairs to decide whether the following behavior is appropriate or not in China. Put a tick in the China column if you consider it appropriate. Dining etiquette. If you are invited to an American friend's home for dinner, keep in mind these general rules for polite behavior. First of all, arrive approximately on time, but not early. Americans expect promptness. Being a few minutes late might give the cook more time to get dressed or finish preparing the dinner. So it's okay to be 10 or 15 minutes late, but not 45 minutes late. Dinner might be overcooked and ruined by then. When you're invited to someone's home for a meal, it's polite to bring a small gift. Flowers or candies are always appropriate. If you have an attractive item made in your native country, your host and or hostess would certainly enjoy receiving that as a gift. If you are served some food that you don't like or can't eat, don't make a fuss about it. If your host doesn't say anything about what you aren't eating, then you shouldn't either. Simply eat what you can and hope that no one notices what you left. If you are questioned, you may have to admit that you don't eat meat or whatever. But you can also say that you've enjoyed the other foods and have had more than enough to eat. Don't make the cook feel obliged to prepare something else for you. Be sure to compliment the cook on the food that you enjoyed. Don't leave immediately after dinner, but don't overstay your welcome either. When your friends seem to be getting tired and running out of conversation, take their behavior as a cue to leave. The next day, call or write a thank you note to say how much you enjoyed the evening. Exercise 2. Directions. Now listen to the tape and put a tick in the America column if the behavior is considered acceptable in America. Then compare your answers in pairs. Exercise 3. Directions. Listen again, and then discuss the following questions in small groups. Listening 2. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the tape and decide whether the statement you hear is true or false. Write T for true or F for false.
Language etiquette. Americans are usually tolerant of non-native speakers who have some trouble understanding English. But they become annoyed when a person pretends to understand but doesn't really. This creates problems because he or she has misunderstood what was said. No one wants soap when he asked for soup. So, if you don't understand what is said to you, admit it and politely ask the person to repeat or explain. All you have to say is, "Excuse me, would you mind repeating what you said? I don't understand." Second, it is quite rude to converse with a companion in your native language and leave your American friends standing there feeling stupid because they can't understand the conversation. The Americans may also feel that you are talking about them or saying something you don't want them to hear. If you have to switch to your native language to explain something to a non-English speaking companion, then at least translate for your American friends so they don't feel left out.
Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the tape again. For blanks 1 to 12, fill in the exact words you hear on the tape. For blanks 13 and 14, fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you hear on the tape, or write down the main points.